The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Night and Day, a family-friendly festival at Loch Quay in County Roscommon, is now in its fourth year. Tickets are still available with the lineup of Katie Tunstall, The Stunning, Jose Gonzalez, Paul Brady, Something Happens, and many more. So our Henry McKean went backstage and met with organisers Quilter, who've built the festival into Loch Quay Forest Park, and the co-founder, who listeners to this show will know from his other job as political editor at the Irish Daily Mail.
Craig Hughes, I'm the co-founder of the Night and Day Music Festival.
Craig, we're here in Loch Quay in County Roscommon in this beautiful site, and we're setting up the stage. Describe the festival, Night and Day and Loch Quay.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're so fortunate that Loch Quay Forest Park is our home. It's one of the most hidden gems in the country. I think it's the only festival in Ireland where you can arrive by boat. The marina will be open for people arriving by boat over
you
the weekend.
You can actually arrive on a barge.
You can. So all you got to do is come down the Shannon, and you can dock at the marina here and then come and enjoy the great music that we have over the weekend. We're very fortunate as well that Loch Quay is, of course, has a purpose-built campsite. So unlike every other festival, you can come and have indoor showers, some indoor toilets, a small camper's kitchen, and a purpose-built campsite that is really, really highly maintained. And just gives you an amazing festival experience.
And the campsite is extremely modern, extremely, easy for families. And this is a family festival, but it's also a family festival for everyone, even if you're not a family.
It is. I mean, we really are a music lovers festival. You can see that with our lineup, the likes, Paul Brady, Sultans of Ping, Jose Gonzalez, Katie Tunstall, The Stunning. We put a lot of effort into our lineup, but we also cater for families as well. So it's an over 20s event, but under 14s can come with a parent. And we have a full immersive schedule for families. So things like kids yoga, imagination playground, circus skills. And we also bring the kids on a nature foraging walk through the forest. So it really, really utilizes the whole site.
Craig, you can hear the JCBs behind us, the teleporters setting up this main stage. What's different about this particular festival is you're undercover, you're ready for the elements.
We are. We're standing here in our Queen Maeve stage, which is our main stage. It can hold around 3,000 people. We actually have a statue of Queen Maeve that's going to be displayed for the first time this year. But yeah, we made a decision to keep most of our stages inside these big top tents just to account for the elements. So, I mean, the only thing is when we have a bit of rain, it isn't the worst thing because it forces everyone to come in and enjoy the music. I should say the only stage that is outside is our new late night electronic stage, our solid stage, which is based inside a 150-foot-high Moylurg tower that's going to be illuminated in live animation while DJ is playing inside. It's going to be really, really, really special.
This is now in its fourth year. It must take up so much of your time. You really, really love it, don't you? And different to the day job.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to love it. But I mean, it's funny. In journalism, there's nothing like having a great splash on the front page. But this is a slightly different feeling when you're here over the weekend and you see so many people having an amazing time and know that you've played a part in that. It's really special.
Dermot Began, I'm General Manager of Loch Quay Forest and Activity Park.
Dermot, Loch Quay Forest and Activity Park is really, right now, coming to life. But at the end of the day, it's a beautiful setting. Tell us how you're bringing in nature and how you're recovering from the bad storm in January.
I suppose like many sites around the country, we took a bit of a battering from Storm Dara and Éowyn. So a lot of it was after Éowyn, I suppose, was the major impact of, a lot of trees down. But we just recovered. We rolled up our sleeves. We got to work. We got clearing. Got the site back open after a day and a half. So we were ready to operate. Ultimately 2 days after that massive storm. So,
and Night and Day, it's different in a way to other festivals because it's, in a way, nature orientated. It's a festival with nature, with music, with family.
Yeah, there's so much going on here. Loch Quay Forest Park, we have so many attractions and activities. Obviously, we have about 400 acres of woodlands to explore, many kilometres of tracks and trails. So, I mean, you can kind of do, it's a place you can do as much or as little as you like, really. If you want that high adrenaline stuff, we have it with Zip It, and we have indoor escape rooms, we have Adventure Play Kingdom. But on the flip side of that, we have places where you can get lost in nature, in the trees, and just, I suppose, reconnect in a sense.
and we can hear the main stage being built behind us. They're really getting ready. You know, it's not long to go now. For you, for Roscommon, for this area, what does Night and Day mean? And he's going to carry on hammering, which is okay, because he's got to get the stage ready.
That's right, yeah. Look, Night and Day is massive for us. It showcases the best of Lochee to a lot of people that may not have been here before or have passed by and said, oh, I'll pop in, but never did.
That's me. This is my first time here. Really ashamed to say that.
That's okay. Like, a lot of people pass by but never come in. And, like, as I said, this showcases us in the best possible light to have a family-friendly festival like this, especially in the Northwest, where so many festivals are kind of falling off the radar for whatever reasons. For us to be able to host this, to work with Craig and the lads, and to get such an amazing family-friendly festival here in Lochee, it just means the world to us.
Dahi DeForge, Head of Recreation with Quilcha.
Dahi, we're here at this very, very unusual infrastructure where the DJ's going to be. Tell us the history about this brutalist architecture in the middle of Lochee.
So we're standing, Henry, in the Moylurg Tower, which was constructed in the early 1970s on the footprint of the old Moylurg House. A very unusual, very striking structure here in the Forest Park. But we've incorporated into the experience for the visitors and public here in the park, where you can get to the very top of the tower and see fabulous 360-degree views right out over Lochee into North Roscommon and the surrounding countryside.
It's absolutely beautiful, and the original house burnt down all these years later on those foundations. There's going to be a rave. absolutely fantastic. For you, Quilcha, being involved in Night and Day, and obviously Roscommon County Council are involved too, what does it mean? And you know, in a way, it helps with your projects.
Having a music festival like Night and Day, which is a family-centric music festival here in the Forest Park, is really, I think, the start of the activation of music in the forest. We do this also in Avondale Forest Park at Beyond the Trees.
Beautiful spot.
Yes, indeed, where we've had musical performances of all kinds in the tower there. And this is another part, and we're delighted that in the fourth year of the Night and Day Festival and the third year here on site, that it's growing and getting bigger and bigger, because it introduces our forest park here and our other forest parks to a whole new cohort of people.
You've got huge plans for this particular forest park, don't you?
Yes, indeed. So later on this year, we'll be applying for planning permission to develop the forest park here into a multi-activity site. And the whole purpose and drive behind it is to attract many more people to come here for all types of activities, both on the water down below us here, where we'll develop a new aqua park, here on the tower with a twin zip line from the top of the tower out to one of the islands on the lake. So it'll become a real vibrant visitor destination for activities.
And are you looking forward to the weekend of the music and the arts and the fun here at Lochee?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Wouldn't miss it. Be back up here again now on Saturday morning with the family to stay over and enjoy it all.
And will you be glamping or camping?
I'll be camping. I'm a traditional camper.
You're here in Lochee at the Forest and Activity Park. What do you love about it here?
I love everything about it. Beautiful walks, fantastic restaurant, just everything. And it's on my doorstep. I have a weekend ticket, so I'm going to make the most of it and enjoy my time.
And where are you going to pitch your tent? You're doing a recce?
Oh, no, I'm going to be coming and going.
Oh, you're
going
to come
go
and
home.
Go?
Yeah, I'm not a tent. I wouldn't sleep in a
tent. You could. It's not that bad.
So I have a lovely, super king-size bed at home, so I'm going to retire back to bed and come back then the following morning, have a big breakfast, and back I come. So, yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. And I've got some friends coming down from Dublin, and they're going to stay with me, so we're looking forward to the weekend. So hopefully the weather will be nice. It should be a good one.
It's amazing. Lochee Forest Park is peace, heaven on earth, some would say.
The festival vibes.
Yeah, coming to ground here is the best thing you can do. It has so many positives for the human body. And one of my friends, actually, Oisin O'Dowd, he is doing breathwork, holding it space for 100 people here at the weekend. And that's going to be amazing. He is a brilliant facilitator and I can't wait. So he's Reiki master. And through this breathwork, he helps people release emotions, release tension in the body, all for good.
And is it great to have a local festival like Night and Day on your doorstep?
It's amazing. We're blessed. People don't realise how blessed we are to have this. I mean, people from America, all those people from the city, they pay thousands for places like this.
So you travelled here on a boat. What do you think of Lock Key?
I think it's really nice. There's a nice view, and we've gone for a few walks. We've driven the boat a bit around, and that's kind of it.
What do you think of the trees and the flowers?
The flowers are really nice. Some of them don't smell the nicest, but some of them are really nice. And some of the trees are really fun to climb on. I'm a big fan of climbing trees.
Henry McGean reporting from Night and Day Festival in Lough Key, Forest Park, County Roscommon, gearing up for a family festival of music and fun. There are some tickets still available, so check out nightandday.ie/tickets, and the whole thing kicks off tomorrow.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.